From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Kabul, Afghanistan, a trial continues for 8 foreign aid workers charged with promoting Christianity. They were arrested over a month ago by the Taliban, the Islamic militia that controls most of Afghanistan. The workers, 2 Americans, 2 Australians, and 4 Germans, are with a Christian aid group known as Shelter Now International. 16 Afghan employees of the group were also arrested and will probably be tried separately. From the Afghan capital, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In theory, according to the Taliban at least, this was day 3 of the trial, but day 3 ended in much the same fashion as the 2 before it, with very little indication of how the trial is actually being conducted, what role the accused have in it, and what kind of representation they will be allowed. In an attempt to find answers to those questions and more, diplomats from the U.S., Germany, and Australia today met with the chief of protocol at the foreign ministry, the first meeting they've been allowed with the Taliban to discuss the case in over a week. But they emerged from the morning session with few answers. David Donahue is the consul general for the U.S. Embassy in neighboring Pakistan and one of the 3 diplomats who attended today's meeting at the foreign ministry.
What we need is more information. What is going to be the format? Will they need to appear in court? Will it be like we think of in court where there's a chance for reply? Or will it be simply a chance to make a statement? We just don't know the format.
Taliban officials will say only that the trial is in its opening phase, with the judges reviewing the evidence collected by the Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. Meanwhile, the foreign ministry provided what it said was proof that other aid groups had been involved in proselytizing as well. Foreign ministry officials played an audio tape seized from the office of the Christian aid organization, the International Assistance Mission, or IAM, which tells the story of Adam, Eve, and the apple. A stack of other cassettes sat nearby. There was also a large display of Christian literature seized, the officials said, at the offices of the International Assistance Mission, whose mostly American foreign staff were ordered out of the country last week. The material included Bibles translated into the local languages of Dari and Pashto, and a book entitled Knowing Christ, 5 Flashcard Bible Lessons. A foreign ministry official also showed reporters a snippet of a video on the life of Jesus, then switched it off after a minute, saying with a smile, "If we show any more, we would be proselytizing." Taliban Foreign Minister Wakil Ahmad Mutawakil, however, was more serious. He said it had been clear for some time that Shelter Now International had been actively promoting Christianity, and that, as he put it, their tentacles were everywhere. The evidence presented today, collected after the IAM workers were expelled last week, he said, proved they were involved as well. He issued a stern warning to other NGOs to stick to humanitarian relief work. Afghanistan and the Afghan people need assistance because of the damage done by the Soviets during the occupation, and we need help in rebuilding what was destroyed, Mutawakil said, but not assistance at the expense of our faith. Any NGOs caught not following the rules, he said, will be dealt with the same way the Shelter Now people have been dealt with. Mutawakil went on to say he could not predict how long the trial would last or what punishment the 8 might face. On that issue, too, there has been confusion in the past week. Some Taliban officials said earlier that the Shelter Now employees faced jail or expulsion. Others hinted at far worse. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.